This article originally appeared on MyMMAnews.com. Dustin Poirier defining anyone, anytime, anywhere. UFC 264 caps off what will be the most watched trilogy in mixed martial arts history. While most of the casual eyes will be on Ireland's Conor McGregor, the sport's more devout will also have their attention focused on Louisiana's own Dustin Poirier. Poirier has made a name for himself fighting the toughest and being the toughest to beat. When it comes to fighters in the lightweight division in the UFC, one would be hard-pressed to find a fighter with a tougher resume, or as the SEC country likes to call it, a better strength of schedule. Poirier personifies the age-old saying, anyone, anytime, anywhere. One look at his resume and you can see a who's who of both featherweight and lightweight. One look at Poirier's resume and you will see the sheer depth of talent he truly has fought. Let's take a look for ourselves. Khabib Nurmagomedov, the lightweight GOAT. Conor McGregor twice, soon to be three times, featherweight and lightweight champion. Max Holloway twice, the featherweight champion. Eddie Alvarez twice, the lightweight champion. Anthony Pettis, lightweight champion. Justin Gaethje, interim lightweight champion. The Korean Zombie, Jim Miller, Cub Swanson, Dan Hooker, Diego Ferreira, Joe Duffy, Michael Johnson. A modern-day Marvin Hagler, there is nobody Dustin Poirier will not fight. He was even scheduled to grapple Gary Tonin, and let's not forget about the fight with Nate Diaz that never materialized. There is no man around his weight that Dustin Poirier will not fight. Lose this weekend, should Dustin Poirier hang his gloves up now in his prime, his resume would still have him as one of the best to ever do it. He never backed down from a challenge, avoided a matchup based on style, and more importantly, he has always come to fight. More importantly, Poirier has a legacy inside and outside the cage. It's one thing to make your platform your identity, but Dustin Poirier uses his platform for goodness community of Lafayette, Louisiana, where he is proudly from. The Good Fight Foundation provides after-school activities for at-risk youth to make his city a better place. While his work in his community is more important, Poirier will be known to the casual fan for his legacy on what he has done and will do in the future. He's a treasure that went underappreciated for much of his career. Dustin Poirier put himself in war after war, climbing himself up to the top to the hearts of fans. He has accumulated 7 Fight of the Night awards, 4 Performance of the Nights, and a Submission of the Night. He is the only man to stop Max Holloway. Dustin Poirier may not win every fight, but that's the life of a mixed martial artist. There's only one Khabib Nurmagomedov. But Poirier is the type of fighter to go after legends like Khabib. He won the important fights, he's lost the important fights. One thing remains constant, however, Dustin Poirier is in the important fights.